My name is Sailor. I work the night shift. I play rock and roll.
The hardest thing to-
Is the title of the tune, and two live tunes from the new Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band collection. Nine tonight, and trying to live my life without you. We started off there with Junior's Bar, Iron City House Rockers, here at 102.7 on the Vin Scalza program. Are you bored? Tired of the same old places and the same old faces? Well, in the Paramount Theater in Staten Island is the place for you. Just a ferry boat ride away from Manhattan and a hop, skip, and a jump, my dears, from Jersey. The Paramount Theater combines intensity and elegance, dramatically interwoven in an Art Deco atmosphere. The Paramount, it's a club, it's a ballroom, it's a concert hall, it's a good time, and it's air-conditioned. And the Paramount is proud to present a show you won't want to miss. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes will be there on Thursday, September 10th. And then coming on September 19th, another English rocker, Ian Hunter. Doors open at 9 p.m. Does that doesn't mean that Southside is an English rocker, does it? It's on September 19th. We know he's not. Advance tickets available at the Paramount box office and at Ticketron outlets. For other ticket locations, call 720-4201. Paramount Theater, located at 560 Bay Street, Staten Island. Minutes from any connecting bridge. For info, call 720-4200. See, the deal was that they didn't announce Ian's name until just the other day, I guess. For a while, they were just publicizing him as a mystery artist, you know? But Ian Hunter will be at the Paramount out on Staten Island on September 19th. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes on the 10th of September at the Paramount Theater, the metropolitan area's largest concert and dance club. Well, the Labor Day weekend is over. I hope you had yourselves a good time. The weather was pretty lousy.
But that's all right. It was fine weather. I liked it. You know, it was my kind of weather. Dull and gray and dreary and cool. That's the kind of weather that I relish, you know. But it's back to work and back to school and all that kind of stuff. It's time for Labor Day is always followed by, don't you know, Hump Day. This is Tin Huey.
Much of mine. Keep in mind in your work.
Work, 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 work,
work. This is the man in the dog of the Shreks with the Allsmiths and the Bosses noose round their necks. Me, I'm pushing buttons and all that noise and piece of steel says I'm a rubber baby. Working man. Mind, keep your mind and your word.
Work, 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 work.
Checking the specs and cashing my checks.
Work, 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 work.
Idle hands, the devil's playground.
Work, 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 work.
Another one bites the dust. Not the record this time. It's the needle. It's all bent, and I thought, well, maybe it'd be all right, but it wasn't. So we'll try this again right now with a different needle.
Thank you.
Blues version of Working in a Coal Mine. That's from the heavy metal film soundtrack. And the Butterfield Blues Band, classic performance by one of the best bands that Butterfield put together as they recorded the album East West. It was Mike Bloomfield, the late Mike Bloomfield on guitar, Elvin Bishop on guitar as well, Jerome Arnold, Mark Naftalin, and Billy Davenport, along with Mr. Butterfield, and their rendition of the Work Song, which was one of the Adderleys. I forget which one. Hold on. I think it was Nat. Yes, it was Nat Adderley's composition, one of the famous Adderley brothers, Cannonball being the other. We started off that set with Hump Day. This is all to get you in the mood, you know, after Labor Day now, getting back to work. Hump Day. Keep your mind on your work. From Tin Huey on WNEW-FM in New York.
Welcome to Concert Happenings. I'm Richard Neer at the Burn Meadowlands Arena on October 8th. Electric Light Orchestra on the 31st. Meatloaf tickets go on sale on the 21st of September. At the Dr. Pepper Festival on Wednesday, Adam and the Ants. Friday, Ian Hunter. And the festival closes on Saturday with the Plasmatics. At the Garden on the 18th of September, Blue Oyster Cult Foghat. At the Garden State Arts Center on Friday night, Rossington Collins. Bottom Line Tuesday, Timothy Leary. Friday and Saturday, John Hall. We'll be broadcasting a lunchtime concert with John Hall Friday at 1. At the Calderon Concert Hall, September 25th, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Rocktober 11th, Adam and the Ants. Nassau Coliseum, Rocktober 6th, ELO. On the 10th, Journey and Loverboy. The WNEW-FM Concert Happenings Hotline number, in case you missed anything, is 697-7997.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Hello, this is Frank Zappa, your old dental floss tycoon, with a bit of talk about flossing. If you don't know what flossing is all about, well, you'd better ask your dentist right away before it's too late. Take care of your teeth today, and they will last for your whole lifetime. To learn more, write the American Dental Association, Chicago 60611.
Skip the line. The flowers in her red brick towers exchanging yellow for power and love for a candlelit hour for no reason. It's just a season. Gilbert Street.